Hey guys, this is the 49-year-old Otaku, and I know I said I'll do something. It's Wednesday, so it's Wednesday. Let me do something. Tonight, we had a sound trivia, and I'm part of a team called the B-Sharps. Shout out to Fidel and Clara and the rest of the team. Fidel came up with the name of the team from a Simpsons episode. Homer was a member of a barbershop quartet called B-Sharps. So yeah. Well, anyway, no disrespect to that. So, tonight, you know, they had us. I mean, it was just me, Fidel, and Clara. And we had our rival team, the Stormtroopers. I think that was the name of the team, not so sure. And, you know, the owner of the L House was doing the hosting duties. So, you know, we were doing the thing, you know, doing our thing. Clara forgot her notebook, and I always like to bring mine. So, since I brought mine, Fidel and Clara was like, hey, why don't you go on ahead and be the scribe, you know, write down the answers. We'll look up the answers, do the research and look up the answers. You write them down. I said, okay, you know, whatever. Because my print is better than my cursive. My cursive looks like chicken scratch. I kid you not. But, yeah. So, I went on ahead, you know, wrote down the answers, you know, even helped out with the research. Turns out, we came out. And we tied. After 10 rounds, we tied with the Stormtroopers. And so, they came up. The host went up and said, I'm going to give you three questions. Figure them out. You know, the one who gets them all, best of three. One who gets them, they win. You win. First question was, when was the first shuttle launch, which was 81? Who was the main actress in Avatar, the one with the big blue cat people? Zoe Saldana. And who won the 53 World Series? The New York Yankees. We swept the tie break. So, yeah, we got the win. We got the win, sweeping the tie break. Then, afterwards, the owner comes over and tells us, Oh, by the way. Yeah, you and your team, you won last season. We were like, what? And I was like, yeah, you won last season. You weren't here for me to tell you this, but you won last season. So, as a way to tell us, I mean, to celebrate, he said, we'll host a pizza party for you. You know, two rounds of beers on us, and we'll get a couple of pizzas out. So, yeah. So that's what happened. So, I hope you do listen, Fidel. But, yeah. I don't think I said it to you, but... And I don't think I said it to you. And I don't think I've ever said this to you. But, I want to thank you for inviting me to join the team. And you are a good team leader. And, hey, whenever you want to do it, we'll do it. We'll do the pizza party or whatever, whatever they said it was. And we'll just go on ahead and have a good time. So, yeah, this will probably be a part of it. I probably will throw out more stuff out there. Not going to do like one per every episode. I think this is just going to be a big episode. Because I did say I would do stuff on Wednesday in the weekends. Maybe Thursday I will come out with a sneak peek of what's coming up. But yeah. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And stay tuned for the weekend. Either stay tuned for either the weekend or the sneak peek that's going to happen. For the weekend. So, for now, this is the 49-year-old Otaku signing off. Hey guys, this is the 49-year-old Otaku, and it's Thursday. The 25th, and I just got through watching She-Hulk, so here's the review. Okay, let's start off with the fact that, yeah, let's start off with the big green female elephant in the room. So, Jen basically damn near puts her foot up in Titana's ass. The thing that killed me was they called her an influencer. So they're like, okay, you know, the news is like, yeah, so you know, She-Hulk beats Titana, and then her law house or whatever it's called, I forgot what it was called, said, yeah, what you've done, even though it was a good, even though that you did save that jury, yeah, we're gonna have to let you go. So she gets fired. And y'all looking for some jobs. She's looking for jobs and all the different law attorney groups are like, yeah, no, we can't accept you. We can't accept you. We can't accept you. And the thing of it was, they were like, you know, she was like, great, you know, I can't get a job now. Come up, she all depressed, you know. And the guy that said, yeah, we're gonna have to throw this case out because Jen saved the jury. I mean, no. First, she goes and talks to her family. And I don't know why, but I think it said Jen's dad was a sheriff in the county. I just can't remember off the top of my head. And if you do, let me know. You know my address, arsal.tome@gmail.com. By the way, email me or Gmail me, whatever. Say what's up. You know, just so I know I got people listening to me. So she goes to the family dinner. She's all, you know, talking to him. She goes, talks to her dad. Dad's like, hey, you okay, sport? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. Come up, I bet everybody else that was watching She-Hulk going, no, you ain't. No, you ain't. You got fired for being She-Hulk. What kind of messed up logic is that? You got fired for being She-Hulk, for saving a jury. And the thing of it, this is what kills me right there. The little sneaky little worm that's like totally against her probably convinced their boss to say, yeah, go ahead, get rid of her. Get rid of her. I'm worried. I'm worried. Now that She-Hulk, now that Jin's turned into She-Hulk, I'm worried. I'm not going to be able to do what I can do. Seriously. So she goes to her neighborhood bar, you know, throws back a couple of drinks and all. Then she comes up. Talks to the bartender. They talking. It's like, yeah, he has her. You want another one? He's like, nah, I'm balling on the budget, Bruno. I think that's what the bartender's name was. She comes up, just sitting down, just doing it right. When the guy that said, yeah, I want to throw this out because Jin said, because the jury would be prejudiced against my client because She-Hulk saved him. Well, he goes, yeah, I want to hire you. And she goes, wait a minute, what the fuck? You want to hire me? Because you want to hire me, but you just got through firing me. I mean, you just got through having me fired. So yeah, please. He's like, okay, you know what? Whatever, I'll do it. You know, of course. Well, not like that. It was more like, yeah, sure, I'll work for you. But you know, so then, which. Jin accepted it too quickly. Then he tells her, oh, yeah, we have a superhero part in there. So yeah, we're like superhero law attorneys as well. And we wanted an attorney that's a superhero. I'm like, okay. So she's like, and she goes there, it's Jin. She goes, wait a minute. You mean right now? You want me there? You want me to transform into She-Hulk right now? And he's like, yeah. I was like, all right. So she transformed into She-Hulk. And I said it last week. I'm going to say it again. This woman looks good as She-Hulk. She is fine as She-Hulk. I don't know why they keep on making fun of her, saying she's, I can't remember, Shrek's wife. I can't think of her name off the top of my head. I want to say Alina, but that's not her name. But anyway, I cannot see why they want to do that. That is just so freaking stupid. I mean, the woman's gorgeous. The woman's good looking as her. Should the CGI be a bit better? Yes. But should the CGI be a bit better? Yes. And like I said before, her voice should have been a tad bit smoother. Like, it should have been like maybe Cree Summer or something. Her voice, it shouldn't have been the actress that played her. It shouldn't have been her voice. She goes up. I'm not bothered by it. I mean, if I was her, I wouldn't have been bothered by it. Okay, yeah, I'm a superhero. That's a lawyer. Okay, big deal. I mean, obviously, I would have said, who else you going to get? Matt Murdock? I would have dropped him. I would have dropped his name. You going to get Matt Murdock next? You know. But, yeah. So, she was like, fine, you know. I wouldn't have been bothered with the fact that he only hired you because you're She-Hulk. You know, I wouldn't have been bothered by that. I'm like, okay, big deal. She only hired me because I'm She-Hulk. But the thing of it is, my first case was Emil Blonsky in his parole. Those of you who don't know who Emil Blonsky is, remember the Edward Norton Hulk movie? Yeah, Abomination. That's who he is. So he goes out. She goes, visits him. This dude's like, yeah, I'm all about peace. This dude's like freaking a cross between George Harrison and Ringo Starr. And he goes, I thought it was going to be the next bloody Captain America. Me, I would have smacked him to begin with. I'm like, stop crying, bitch. Excuse my language. Anyway. But yeah, so he's like, okay, you know, no problem. Then after she goes and visits him, she's like, you know, I think I should do it. I think I should do it. No problem. I probably will do it. Come up. She contacts Bruce, who is basically on a ship, the same ship that ran them off the road. Which I'm thinking he set it up so that she could be a Hulk. I don't know. She's like, yeah, Bruce, I'm going to go on ahead. She explains to him what's going on and all. So, you know, just straight up talking. And I was like, Jen, let him get a word in edgewise. He comes up. And it's like me trying to explain something, you know, thinking, okay. To my parents, thinking like, okay, I did a bad, and I'm trying to explain myself what I did, why I did it, and how sorry I am because I did it. And then they turn around and go, oh, it's cool, don't worry about it. That's how Bruce was like to Jen. Don't worry, it's cool. We good. And then she asks him, you gonna come into LA? And he's like, yeah, I'm a little busy. And it shows him on the same shuttle that ran them off the road in the first episode. Come on. Then she talks to her boss. And she goes, yeah, okay, I'll go on ahead and accept the case. And he goes, good, I'm glad you accept the case. Oh, by the way, I'm going to need you to watch the news. He's like, watch the news? What's going on? And he turns on the news, and she turns on the news. And it shows him. And it shows Emil fighting. You know, the scene in Shang-Chi, where the Abomination is fighting in it. And so she comes up, looks at the news, and then she looks at the camera and goes, oh, well, this sucks. So that was the end of the second episode of She-Hulk Attorney at Law. Come up. I just got through sending out a tweet going, Blonsky, I hate you. So, yeah. This one was a good one. I liked it. I totally liked that episode. That episode was one of the good ones. You know. But, yeah, there's going to be more to it. So, I'm hoping. I cannot wait to see her reaction, how they're going to settle this, But the thing of it is, I read something on Facebook saying, okay, now She-Hulk and Shang-Chi are in the same universe. Yep. She-Hulk and Shang-Chi are in the same universe because of that scene. So, and so we know when it sets. When She-Hulk sets, it sets during Shang-Chi. So, yeah. So, that's pretty good. It was a pretty good one. So, out of the stands, I give the episode a 4.5 out of 5 stands. So, yeah, it was interesting. I mean, yeah, they had to. The genie came out the bottle. The genie came out the bottle last week, and Jen had. And this episode was where she had to deal with the repercussions of releasing that genie. So, and yes, I love that genie. That genie is gorgeous. That's a gorgeous green genie right there. So, but yeah. Okay. Hey, you guys got my email. Tell me, what did you think, if y'all watched, what did you think about the She-Hulk episode? And I guess that's all I can do right now. I'm gonna try to do the when the second season of What If comes out, I'm gonna try to do some reviews for the second season of What If too. So hopefully we can get this done. So and hopefully I could probably do this. I'm doing this from my phone, by the way. And hopefully I can try to do something, get something going with my setup, and see if I can get a better setup. I'm going to try to go to Best Buy and ask, hey, what's a good setup for doing podcasts on Anchor? And hopefully they'll tell me. Because I know the one I got, it's a great setup, but they're saying that it's not going to work because I don't hear anything coming from the Anchor. It's coming from the Anchor website either. So, well, anyway, this is the 49-year-old otaku. Also, there is one thing I wanted to say. Yesterday, we lost a really good man in the sports world. Lenny the Cool, Len Dawson died. He was 87. Len Dawson was a member of the world champion Chiefs, the Super Bowl champion. He led the Chiefs into Super Bowl IV and against the Vikings. He led the Chiefs into Super Bowl I against the Packers, but they lost. He led the Chiefs in the Super Bowl IV against the Vikings, and they won. So, yeah. So, with that happening, they say he was in hospice, and it was expected to happen. So, rest in peace, Len Dawson. And hope you see some good. So you see your teammates up there. This is the 49-year-old otaku, and I'll see you at the cons.